This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 16th. God's word for you today is The Nine, Part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 34, verse 1 and 3. And it says, Lord, I am bursting with joy over what you've done for me. My lips are full of perpetual praise. Join me, everyone. Let's praise the Lord together. Let's make him famous. Let's make his name glorious to all. Luke 17, verse 17 says, Jesus asked, Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? We have been searching for the 9, and so far we have found 6. The first one listened to the voice of doubt. The second one said his healing was a coincidence. The third one said the healing was too little, too late. The fourth one said Jesus was just doing his job. The fifth one said did not think he really was better off. And the sixth one forgot. The seventh, the one who perhaps said, I am enjoying life. There was so much to catch up on all these years of being a leper, so he was just having fun. I asked him, are you not going to go back and thank Jesus? His response was, that will have to wait. I have so much to do. This may sound unbelievable to you, but I have seen it live in ministry. I have seen people who do not come back to God because of the blessings he has given them. Luke 14 verse 18 to 20 says, But they all began making excuses. One said, I have just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have just bought 5 pairs of oxen and I want to try them out. Please excuse me. Another said, I just got married, so I can't come. A certain lady who had an issue of blood for 10 years came to church during a God will do it again season. She could not see the pastor because he was not available until after the praise chain service. But someone encouraged her to join the praise chain and trust God. That very day, she joined the praise chain. The issue of blood of 10 years stopped. It was a miracle. No one prayed for her. No one laid hands on her. She entered God's presence and boom. Before this, she had had 3 husbands and each one walked away from her because of the in-season's flow. And she was now with her 4th husband, if I remember correctly. After she got her healing, we sent a message to her that she needs to grow in the things of God. And she sent a message back. She said, Tell Pastor, I am enjoying my husband and he likes his pounded yam on Sunday morning. I could not believe it. And that was it. The man that would walk out of your life if you had a problem versus the Jesus that will stay with you and heal you despite your problem, and you chose enjoying your life, why are you not using your life as a living vessel of gratitude to Jesus? Which of the 9 are you? Are you like any of the first 7 or like the 8th one we found? 8th, the one who perhaps said, Jesus gets enough gratitude as it is. Mary Magdalene is always kissing Jesus' feet. Peter is always praising Jesus. John always has his head on Jesus' chest. This Jesus already has so much attention. Why should I even bother? Perhaps you are thinking God already has enough people praising him, serving him. Why should I bother? You should bother because what he did for you personally and not someone else. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. And I will not be silent, I will always worship you. As long as I am living. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.